I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. China's being scrutinized by the Voice of the Martyrs USA. Spokesman Todd Nettleton thinks persecution of the church will spike this year.
What we've heard for years from the Chinese government is, you know, if the house churches would just register, then everything would be fine for them and they wouldn't have persecution. Well, now we see over the last year to 2 years, these are registered churches that are being persecuted.
In fact, 1,500 churches in China's Bible Belt, Zhejiang province, have either been demolished or had their crosses torn down.
Now the government has kind of issued a study to the other provinces and said, hey, look what they're doing. This is great. We all need to get involved in this. So I think we're going to see this wave of persecution against churches expand across China.
And you wouldn't expect to find hope in a maximum security prison facility, but that's just what Transworld Radio found in Kenya. Hundreds of prisoners are worshiping Jesus there. TWR Kenya's executive director, Bernice Gutierrez, says her aha moment came when she realized these were all saved sinners, just like she was.
I remember saying to my colleagues, it would be so nice for us to have an outreach in this place and come and share the love of Christ with the prisoners. So in August, my colleague and I went to the prison to meet with the leadership there and tell them that we are very keen to come and have a time of fellowship with the prisoners.
Through music, hundreds of inmates share their Jesus stories, and they've asked TWR to record the prison choir for an album.
I think it will be a turning point. I believe that the Lord is calling us to be like Jesus Christ, even in our ministry.
Details are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's stories complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. It's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.